This is Tom Atkins. Thrill me. You're listening to East Coast Horror Group. Don't go anywhere. I will find you. I know where you live. Yeah.
OtherWorldlyCulture.com presents Dead On Movie Reviews.
Salutations and mutilations. You're listening to Otherworldly Culture presents Dead On Movie Reviews. Tonight, we will present horror movie reviews and lively debate here on OtherworldlyCulture.com and on future select Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. You can join our live chat at that time by clicking on live shows link on the OtherworldlyCulture.com website. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann, coming to you from the land of lakes and landfills, beautiful and smelly Muskego, Wisconsin. It's my honor to introduce the Faculty of Fear panel presenting tonight's lectures. And we have a pretty empty hall tonight, but we do have our good friend Adam Holzapfel. He's the hardcore otherworldly culture columnist. He won't brag, but he is, in fact, the Taco King. Adam will slice and dice twice his film feast and menu of madness for us on tonight's celluloid entry to cellulite. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Fantastic. Hey, we're starting 2020, finally. And we have a less ambitious year ahead of us as far as these shows, but we are still going to be putting on some great Dead On movie reviews, and we hope everybody can join us for these special occasions as they come up.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, we've got a couple. I need to have more windows open. That's what I got to say. I am trying to get open our chat room where we have, Ben is in there and he's clanking around and doing horrible things to people. So that is going full blast and we're having a blast here on the show. Look at that. Chat room did not reload. Are you kidding me? That happens every time. Keep source of memory. There we go. Oh, well. I guess that got lost. Anyway, we're going to start things off, Adam. We're going to start doing some of our our movie reviews. And you have a movie that actually a general public person asked me about. Just somebody that wasn't a huge horror fan actually asked me about this movie. So there must be some sort of marketing campaign before it. And it's streaming right now.
Hold on.
I got to show my little video now. Come on, Adam.
Got to get your gimmick out.
Yeah, that's right. Biatch. All right. So, Adam, what have you been watching?
So, I watched Velocipastor. It is currently streaming on Amazon Prime.
It's Pastor, because you first wrote it, and I thought, he obviously got this wrong. Let me fix it.
It is Velocipastor.
Okay, so tell us all about it, Adam.
So the synopsis, according to Amazon Prime, is after losing his parents, a priest travels to China, where he inherits a mysterious ability that allows him to turn into a dinosaur. At first horrified
Hold on. Read that last sentence again, please. I heard something wrong.
So a priest, after losing his parents, travels to China, where he inherits a mysterious ability that allows him to turn into a dinosaur. Yes,
no,
folks.
I heard it right. Okay, go ahead.
At first horrified by the new power, a hooker convinces him to use it to fight crime.
So this is a pastor that has a hobby.
He learns a hobby. Let's put it that way.
All right.
And what else would you use it for but to fight crime and ninjas? I mean, this film has something for everyone. clocks in about an hour and 15 minutes. There's really no names affiliated with it. It's kind of a no one you'd recognize. The lead actor, Greg Cohan, he kind of resembles Dexter a little bit, so has that going for it. Budget-wise, I'm sure there wasn't much, because one scene says VFX car explosion. You don't see the explosion. It's just words that say VFX car explosion. So,
well, that's
sad. You know,
that's just freaking sad.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's a good laugh. So,
No. Yeah, I mean, I was just talking about this with a friend at work, that I don't know that I like it when the filmmaker goes out to make a bad movie. You know, I like when they try and they really think they might be making something decent.
I don't know if they went out to make a bad movie per se. I think they knew what they were doing. And instead of saying, hey, we're going to make this look like we have a budget, they're just, you know, this is what we have. Let's work with it.
Now, I'm showing some images. Are those all, in fact, from the movie?
I cannot see the images, so I'm just going to say yes and assume they are.
Okay. Yeah, because they're pretty awful. It's like a guy running around in one of those inflatable T-Rex things.
No, it's not even an inflatable T-Rex. It is a pinata for the head.
Okay.
It is a dinosaur pinata for the head. And it works because you actually buy into the film a little bit. But is for me, I thought it was well lit, well shot. The story was fun. Like, it wasn't like, hey, we're just going to, like, you know, make this the most absurd thing ever. They actually had a story that kind of worked for what the film was. The acting was actually pretty decent. There's a few montage scenes for no reason that I actually kind of loved. I'd say check it out. It's only an hour and 15 minutes. If you're going to waste like 3 hours sitting through The Lighthouse or something like that, you can at least enjoy an hour and 15 minutes of your life.
Okay. Okay, it sounds like you're kind of wrapping up. Is it grading time already?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm going to give it 2 grades because it definitely deserves like the 2 options. So,
okay. Go ahead.
The first grade, if you're watching it with other people, easily it's an A. Because you can just sit there and have fun with it, make corny jokes, laugh at whatever. If you're watching by yourself, I'd say, for me personally, I'd say it's a B- or a C.
All right. You are quite giving today. Wow.
Well, I am a giver, Tim, so.
Yeah, that's what everybody says about you. Holy cow, that's much higher than I expected it to be.
Oh, I loved it. I'd actually go out and purchase this film, so.
Oh, my God. All right, I am worried about you at this point. I am now worried.
As should be.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I guess it's time for my film. Let's hit the little button. This is also streaming. And oh, wait, what did I do? Adam. I have to put the gimmick up. There we go. Now streaming. There we go. All right, we're back. I went to see The Night Watchman. And by went to see, I mean I pressed a button. Also on Amazon Prime. I literally read in an article somewhere, you know, there's a lot of crap on Amazon Prime, which is absolutely the case. Though I have to say, I just finished watching The Tick season one and really liked that. And I saw Aeronauts, which was a very good adventure movie that Amazon Prime made. But for the most part, it's stuff that even Hallmark Channel won't buy. But I decided to watch a film by the name of The Night Watchman. I found this one because there was this article, as I said, that talked about it. There's a lot of crap on Amazon Prime. But there's good notices for two shows, two movies. One was MFA. Have you heard of that one, Adam?
I can honestly say I have not, Tim.
And the other was The Night Watchman 2017. Now, MFA actually has Clint Eastwood's daughter is the star of it. And it's a revenge rape movie. Like, she gets raped and then she goes out and starts killing people. I thought, oh, this is a horror movie. And after I watched it, I went, that's not a horror movie. That's, you know, exploitation, but yeah. A horror movie. But I watched it, and that movie actually was fairly good. Acting was good. Then I went, well, they told me one good movie to try. I'll try this other one, The Night Watchman. So I put this in. Now, there are some actual actors in here that you might have heard of before. This is definitely a horror comedy, okay? Here's the quick version. A clown vampire gets loose in a warehouse near the airport. There you go. That's the
that
show.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's the movie. Here's the thing. He gets loose in the warehouse and the office, and there's some pretty hot chicks up in the office that get killed, like, almost immediately. But at least they're hot. The story is around four security guards. There's three security guards that are in place, and then the new guy. They're all idiots. They're all absolute morons. The star is Ken Arnold. He was actually a professional baseball player, and he was in the movie Lovely Molly. Now, have you ever seen Lovely Molly? I just saw this recently.
I can say I have not.
Yeah, people are telling me how great that movie was, too, and I want to find those people. That was very, very dull. But this Ken Arnold, he can act. His acting was good. In fact, all the acting in the movie was just fine. James Remar shows up. He's also got a co-producer credit. You know who James Remar is, Adam?
Yeah, he's in The Warriors.
He's in The Warriors, and I remember him best as the villain from 48 Hours, the original 48 Hours. He was absolutely great in that movie.
Yeah, I think he is Dexter's dad on Dexter, so oh, he's he, a
Yeah, he's got a credit list a mile long.
Yes, he does.
So anyway, I don't know. He somehow got mixed up with this thing. It kind of sounds like Ken Arnold and one of the other Night Watchman dudes came up with this movie idea, and that's how this thing got made. And this Ken Arnold is one of those actors that's kind of moving up the movie-making ranks. Like, at first he was doing just stand-in jobs, and then he got some kind of a little bit longer parts. And I think this was him saying, hey, I can hold down a movie. But he had to make it himself, of course, to get that, right?
Right.
So anyway, and again, the acting is overall pretty good. Here's the problem. The problem is the writing. I mean, the movie is just kind of dumb. And I was shocked. This is very much like my reaction when I saw The King of Comedy recently. I watched King of Comedy by Martin Scorsese after seeing The Joker and thought, okay, I should probably circle back and watch this because it's kind of like Taxi Driver and King of Comedy. So I finally see King of Comedy, and I literally spent an hour online figuring out why people like that movie. It didn't connect with me at all. After I watched this movie, I spent 20 minutes looking online and seeing one after another reviews, seven out of 10, 8 out of 10, even a 9 out of 10. I'm like, what movie did they get? Is there like an uncut version in Belgium that's better? The level of comedy here. Now, again, production-wise, effects-wise, well-lit, pretty girls, good acting. But the level of humor that you're getting here is like, you know how when you kill vampires in different franchises, they do different things. Like in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they turn to ash, right? In Blade, they turn into like little fire ash, you know, that's burning up. Others, they burn or they explode or whatever. In this movie, they fart.
Of course.
They get stabbed in the heart. First thing they think of, let's fart. That's the level of kind of, it's kind of childish. The thing that I was thinking throughout this movie is I'm like, you know, if I was 13, I would love this movie. The problem is it's violent. It's got nudity, lots of swearing. 13-year-olds probably shouldn't be watching this film. It's a little bit too far that direction. I don't even know. I think this was direct to video. I don't even know if it had a rating. But it would have been an R in my estimation. I'm like, you know, had they softened that piece, which really wasn't completely necessary, I think they would have had a good, you know, here's my first horror comedy type of film that they could try out. So I thought that was good. It was just embarrassing. Some of the humor was just so bad. And it was almost insulting to your intelligence to even watch this thing. Again, you know, it was fun and light, but it wasn't funny or bright. It wasn't scary. It didn't connect. There were, of course, you know, the vampire clown bites the first people, and then, of course, there's, like, the zombie apocalypse version of vampirism. You know, everybody turns into a vampire.
Right.
And you literally find yourself not caring at all about any of the characters in any way, in any shape, in any form. So by the end of the movie, you're kind of done. And even the main vampire and James Remar, who can make almost any character likable, and he was playing kind of a sleazeball. So I was thinking, okay, you know, this is one of his strengths. This should be pretty good. And it just didn't connect. It didn't connect because the material was so goddamn weak. It was just awful.
Right.
Having said that, go ahead.
No, it definitely does sound like something a 13-year-old would watch. I know when I was 13, I probably would have watched something like that.
Sure.
But as a 40-year-old, it just sounds awful.
Yeah, so. And I think the 17-year-olds in particular would like, there was a blonde that takes her top off early on. She was okay. Thumbs up.
That's good for any age.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. So, I mean, a 13-year-old shouldn't watch this, but that's definitely who's grabbing this on Amazon Prime.
And, yeah.
You know, probably also the ones that are reviewing it out there. I guess my point of view on this, let's get to the grades. My point of view on the movie is very well put together, well produced, good lighting, good. It's a professional job. Great. The cinematography is good. Everything seems pretty darn excellent, except for the script. The script is just horrendous. And I'm going to give it a C just because it gets all those other things okay. And that's the only reason. But that's good enough, you know? So that's where I stand with it. I think because we're down a couple of panelists, we're actually going to have a shorter show than we're used to. So, Adam, let's take a look. We got a couple of things that we're supposed to talk about here. But the right button isn't. There it goes. Let's take a look at the website and see what's going on. On the website, you've done some stories about AEW. In fact, I think you're firmly in their pocket. What's going on with AEW?
Just press releases, you know, free content.
Okay. And we have my Prime Picks, which I have learned absolutely nobody reads, so everybody should continue to ignore those. We have some comic convention press releases as well. And a couple other stories people should check out on otherworldlyculture.com. And remember, you can still buy those t-shirts, yes sir, out at fastcustomshirts.com. They're the East Coast Horror Group t-shirts. Wonderful for any age or intelligence level.
You cut out, Tom.
I know. Actually, we had music playing over on this.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. When you can't see the screen, you don't know what's going on there. All right.
Which sounds like my daily life.
Yeah, well, that's our show. Well, we want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. Glad you can make it as we return here in 2020 to Dead On Movie Reviews. We'll be back soon. We have some things out there in our feed as to when our next show is going to happen. Remember, you can always reach us through the website. And the website is at otherworldlyculture.com. And we have an Instagram and a Twitter as well. And a Facebook page. So check all those locations out in between. Tell us what you think of the show. We greatly appreciate it. And if you're checking us out on iTunes, please leave a review. Even bad reviews probably would help us at this point. So just put anything out there. Even if, here's the review you could put. I found this by mistake. Just put that out there. Gives us a nice review, and we'll look forward to finding somebody putting that exact review out there. All right. Thanks, everybody. Hang in there until our next show. And remember, as John Carpenter once said, horror is a reaction. It's not a genre. Otherworldlyculture.com. Adam, this is where we have the ending.
Yeah, yeah. I just heard a little music.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah. And it's super cool. It looks kind of spooky. And people get frightened. It's awesome. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll see you next time.